This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A man arrested for firebombing election equipment in a clerk's office in southwest Colorado is in court today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
A man who once ran for sheriff in Archuleta County, William Wayne Bryant, has been charged with arson for allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail into the Archuleta County clerk's office in June. Authorities say he appears to have targeted the room where the county's Dominion voting machines are stored. There are indications Bryant subscribes to conspiracy theories that Dominion equipment has been used to steal elections. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Congressman Jeff Crank says he does not think politics played a role in President Trump's decision to move Space Command headquarters. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Republican Jeff Crank says he believes Trump made a military decision, not a political one, even if he disagrees with the decision to move the command to Alabama. Crank added he was surprised Trump brought up the state's mail-in voting as a reason to move it out of Colorado, but says he won't criticize the president on this.
He's the commander-in-chief. He gets to make these kinds of decisions, and I'm trying to work with him to get something better for Colorado Springs, something better moving forward.
Colorado Democrats insist Trump's decision was political, awarding the command to a state that voted for him, unlike Colorado. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Another small-town newspaper is folding. The Lyman Leader announced it will close before the end of the year. Sports coverage has been a big part of the paper's content, and the date of the final issue depends partly on whether the town's high school football team, the Lyman Badgers, makes the state playoffs. On Colorado's eastern plains, a mostly sunny day. That's how it is across the state. Around Denver and Colorado Springs, it's highs in the 80s, 70s in the mountains, and maybe a bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.